on Island Hop at Cases Sizzling 99.9.
That's right, quarter after the hour. Paulie's here with you. Are you ready to work on your tan? We'll take a trip, to somewhere warm on Minnesota's hometown airline, Sun Country Airlines, by simply going to suncountry.com. Let's take a glimpse of the weather in your neck of the woods. Cook Islands is at 83 degrees. Mallorca, that's right, 60. A little bit cooler out there. Thailand is a little bit warmer, but it's 82. At Hawaii, my hometown, is at 80. And, you know, as promised, we've got the biggest guy in the trop rock industry. We got Dave Burks on. Good morning, friend.
Good morning, Paulie. How are you doing this morning?
I'm here. I'm good. I'm looking out at snow. Maybe not so good, right? But, you know, the great thing about it, at least where you're calling from, it's a little warmer. Where are you calling from, man?
I'm right down here in Ellington, Florida, which is right by Tampa, just a little bit south of Tampa. When I got up this morning, we had 12 inches of sunshine, as best I could tell.
Great, thank you. We've got 34 below of a wind chill factor here, friend.
Oh, Lord. We're supposed to be about 80 degrees today.
Oh, great. Rub it in, will you, please? You know? I think the greatest thing about Dave Burks, I mean, he's got so many. Dude, let me tell you something. I actually played the Google Earth song earlier. You lit up the studio. People were like, where is this? I need to find this song. It is so cool. I mean, to see that, you know, literally, we got texts, we got emails here. I mean, what was your inspiration for that song?
Well, it's really kind of strange, Paulie. I wrote that song 12 years ago, and I was living in Albuquerque, New Mexico at the time, and I come home from work, and my grandson was sitting at my computer, and I said, what are you doing? And he says, oh, I'm on Google Earth. And I said, well, what's Google Earth? So I sat down there with him, and we started going around on Google Earth to all the beaches we could think of, and I mean, it was just like in real life, virtual beaches, you know. And we did that for about 3 hours, and I thought, man, there's got to be a song there somewhere. So that's where the song came from. I put it on my very first CD, but I did not like the production of it, so I set it aside. And I told my wife, so one of these days, it's going to be just the right place, just the right moment to take this song back in the studio and redo it. And I got that chance down here in Florida, some great musicians, a great studio down here, Sound Lounge Studios in Sarasota. Great friends of mine. These musicians that are on this song are just absolutely phenomenal. They're all local musicians. And it took us 8 months to produce that song because of the COVID and, other things. It took a while, but I was very patient, because I wanted it to turn out the way it did, and I'm so proud of this song and all the guys that played on it and the girls.
You know, the guitar soloist on there is just incredible. This guy is, whoever it is, just ripping that solo. I mean, I really enjoy this song, and once I played it this morning, it's like, wait a minute. I played it once before, yeah. But it didn't sound like that. What happened?
Right. Well, that's Jimmy Camastro. Jimmy C is what we call him. He was the producer on the song, too. He's the one that has Sound Lounge Studios, and he plays the lead on there. And I took this song into the studio. It was basically done, but Jimmy added some really, really cool parts to this song that made it what it is. And it's just phenomenal. Every time I play it out live, the people just go nuts. And I dare you not to tap your foot while you're listening to it.
Oh, please. I tried that before, but it didn't work, you know. I was clapping my hand and dancing over here. I said, man,
right.
this is one of those beach songs that you really got to get into, man. So
That's right.
It's got that driving beat behind it. But, you know, since we're on music, right, you know, and it, the story that I really enjoyed was you just talking about your grandson on the computer. You don't hear the backstory to some of these, you know, tunes that are written. Where do you get your songwriting inspirations?
It depends, Paulie. One of my songs, Beach Chillin' Day, for instance, it's on that CD, Where the Water Meets the Sand, Beach Chillin' Day. I was at my granddaughter's softball game in Amarillo, Texas, one Sunday afternoon, watching her play softball, and it just was a gorgeous day. I mean, oh, it was just phenomenal. And I leaned back on the bleachers, and I told my wife, I said, man, this is a beach chilling day right here.
Uh-oh.
Well, there you go. So I hit the voice recorder and started rattling off some lines and put that one together. So inspiration can come from just about anywhere. Beaches of Old Mexico, I was out in the studio. I have a banner across there that's got a palm tree hanging over the ocean with the sun going down. And Beaches of Old Mexico, that banner inspired that song.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just, you never know when it's going to hit. If I sat down, and every songwriter's different. I mean, each one of us have a different style. Each one of us have a different inspiration and a different way that we go about it. But if I actually sat down and try to write a song, I might as well just go get a beer and forget it.
Yeah.
Because,
I'm feeling that. You know, do you usually come up with the lyrics or melodic line first, or it's just sporadic? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Some of them I get the melody first. Most of it, it's the lyrics first. And then once I get all the lyrics, then I go back and try to put the melody to it. For me, that seems the easier way to do it, because that way I can adjust the verbiage of the song to match the melody, because you've always got to make changes, or, you know, you don't want that verse anymore, this, that, and the other. It takes a little while to work those things up and get them where you want them. The hard part for me is getting the melody. I can write songs all day long, but I have a difficult time getting the melody, and sometimes I get some of my buddies to help me out, give me a little guidance on what the melody should be, and we all do that. We help each other out, and it's really a fantastic thing.
And, you know, the great thing about it's a family. So let's talk a little bit about the trap rock industry. I mean, you've been playing music since, you know, for a long time. However, what made you get into the trap rock thing?
Probably just about like everybody else that belongs to the trap rock industry, Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett was a big... the trap rock music industry actually kind of evolves around the Parrotheads, Parrotheads being Jimmy Buffett's fans, and there's Parrothead clubs all over the world. And so these Parrothead clubs, they hold parties, and they hold house concerts, and they hold all kinds of venues, and they ask all of the trap rock artists that can come and play, you know, to play. So it's all... It kind of started out with the Jimmy Buffett thing, is where it all started from. And Jerry Diaz actually started it, kind of the trap rock industry over, and he lives in Louisiana. It kind of got started right there. And then the Alabama, the Gulf Coast of Alabama, and down in there it got started, and now it's all over the country. It's all over the world, actually.
You know, I had a discussion briefly last week with this guy. Didn't know who he was, and I sent an email out a couple weeks ago, and he calls back and he goes, yeah, man, you know what, you sent me an email, okay, which one was it, right? And you know, we're
right
over here we're going, okay, who am I speaking with? He goes, I live down in Alabama, and I'm one of the trap rock artists, but I started out when trap rock was not a genre. I went, oh, this is interesting. Okay, I need to know who this guy is, because
right,
you were just mentioning Jerry Diaz, and his name came up as well during my discussion with Brent Burns, and so,
oh, you talked to Brent Burns?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Brett Burns is, I guarantee you, you talked to one of the famous ones right there. Brent Burns is just awesome. He's been around for forever playing this music, in on the ground floor, and he's just the greatest guy in the world.
And, you know, the great thing about it, he brought me up to speed with, you know, what had happened before this all came about with the Trop Rock with Jimmy Buffett and, you know, the beach thing, the escape thing, you know. And I'm going, man, this is so cool. This is the guy or one of the guys that I really want to talk to. I want to know what the history of Trop Rock. We have been playing this genre on our station for about 5 months. And I'll tell you what. There's a lot of people that like listening to this stuff.
And there's a lot of artists doing it, too. There are so many cool songs out there. You know, I Radio A1A and a lot of the other stations, Trop Rock Radio, all of those people play this genre. And you can just play it all day long and never run out of songs from these songwriters. These are from the songwriters.
Yeah, and the great thing about the songs that come out of it, you know, it makes you feel good. It's a pleasant feeling. It's a good feeling kind of song, you know. And the guy that actually got me all rolled up into this was Eric from Trop Rock Radio. And I'm going, dude. Radio Trop Rock, that's what it was. And I'm going, my God. I'm from Hawaii. This is the type of, I'm the kind of laid back kind of guy, you know. I'm the one that's under the banana tree and drinking tropical drinks, and you know, that's my kind of gig. And so all of a sudden many people are starting to hitch on to this in the Minnesota area. That's where I'm at, and the five Midwestern states, we're seeing a big influx of interest of Trop Rock. You know, let me ask you, how long have you been doing Trop Rock?
Trop Rock now for about 12 years, I guess. Something like that. I was actually of course, I grew up in Texas and New Mexico, and I was actually a country music fan. I was actually, I grew up that way. And we moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and we joined the Parrothead Club there in Albuquerque. And that got me going right there. And the president, Brian Fields, and I teamed up, and we started playing music, and it's just gone on from there, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
And that's fabulous. You know, we have a lot of young songwriters that listen to our programs, and you know, one of the questions that they always ask, you know, how would you inspire the younger generation to, you know, kind of latch onto like the Trop Rock genre?
I would say that if you're a young artist, young musician, a young songwriter, you know, looking for a place to be, that Trop Rock is actually a fantastic place to be. Number one, get to know the music, you know, listen to the stations, maybe go join a Parrothead Club somewhere, because that's going to give you a lot of inspiration about Trop Rock. And just start trying to write some music, because it's really... Trop Rock music can be anything. It can be about any subject, anything. It can be blues, it can be rock, it can be hillbilly, it can be whatever, but it's got to, you know, it has that theme of sunny weather and you know, happy faces and bare feet and all of that. You know, Google Earth Blues, that's a 12-bar blues in A. I mean, but it's a Trop Rock song.
And, you know, I encourage them as well, because, you know, not only do you get a great mixture of, you know, country and blues, but then you got Zydeco that kicks in a little bit.
Yeah.
You got Jamaican that comes in, you know, with the steel pans. I mean, I've even heard violins and accordions. You know, it's like, wait a minute.
Oh, absolutely. There's no limit. And then it's really, really blown up in the last, I'm going to say, 5 or 6 years. And a lot more songwriters are getting involved in it. A lot of songwriters from Nashville are coming over to Trop Rock.
And we've seen a lot of changes, but good changes. They're not bad changes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you see when you see tropical trees and coconuts, I'm going, wait a minute, this is me, man. I mean, and let's put a hot rod in there, I'm better. You know what I mean?
Right.
Listen, I got about a minute left here. Why don't you tell our listeners basically where they can go to, and maybe they're interested in some of the stuff that you do. Maybe they'll be down south where they can hook up and you know, see one of your concerts. And what do you have coming up? Where can they go to for further information?
I've got on my webpage, it's www.DaveBurks, B-U-R-K-S, singersongwriter.com. And that'll take you to my main webpage. Or they can go on Facebook, Dave Burks, singer-songwriter on Facebook. Or they can go to Laid Back Dave, L-E-I apostrophe D, Back Dave. That's my stage name when I'm playing, is I play as Laid Back Dave. And I give out lays to all the people and everything, so it's pretty cool.
Well, they can get laid. All right, hey, Dave Burks, right. we're going to have you back on in the in coming months, right? But I really appreciate you coming on today, sir.
Thank you, Polly. I appreciate you, buddy. And, hey, keep playing that drop rock music.
You got it, man. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, Dave Burks from the drop rock industry. I'll tell you what, simply go to Dave Burks, singer-songwriter.com for further details about what he's doing, how to keep up with him. And, you know, I see on here that he's got CDs and stuff to sell, and perhaps you want to contact him and, you know, ask him for some songwriting tips. You're listening to Paulie Spittle on KSIZ Sizzling 99.9. I'll be back after this short pause for music to sign off for the day. Yeah, baby.